relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, friends, for the third and final hour. How did it get to be the third hour of America First? It's a big news day. Why? Because the president's had a briefing on the Wuhan virus. Incredible news from Dr. Fauci, who is the chief coordinator of the response team. Because we trust the private sector, because we have a results-oriented fixer in the White House, incredibly, today, they're already starting a trial for a coronavirus vaccine in Seattle. Let's listen very briefly to Dr. Fauci from the White House on this incredible news.
The vaccine candidate that was given the first injections for the first person took place today. You might recall when we first started, I said it would be 2 to 3 months. And if we did that, that would be the fastest we've ever gone from obtaining the sequence to being able to do a phase one trial. This has been now 65 days, which I believe is the record. What it is, it's a trial of 45 normal individuals between the ages of 18 and 55. The trial is taking place in Seattle. There will be two injections, one at 0 day, first one, then 28 days. There will be three separate doses, 25 milligrams, 100 milligrams, 250 milligrams, and the individuals will be followed for 1 year, both for safety and whether it induces the kind of response that we predict would be protective. And that's exactly what I've been telling this group over and over again. So it's happened. The first injection was today.
Incredible news. Only in America. We are so blessed. We're going to go to your calls. Don't go anywhere. Joe, Mark, Richard, Ken. But first, I found, or rather Eric found, a superb piece that provides some of the key information you need. There's a reason that of our 13 most influential conservative news sources, The Federalist is very near the top. This is from thefederalist.com. It's written by Ford Brewer and David Vigorist. It is The Sensible Person's Guide to Staying Safe from Coronavirus. And I'm just going to share with you a couple of elements that are absolutely on the money. In considering this most recent outbreak of disease, the world population right now is about 8 billion people. So far, 89,000 individuals globally have contracted the Wuhan virus, which represents, now pay attention to this, 0.0010625% of the population. So one more time. Those infected with the Wuhan coronavirus represent 0.0010625% of the world's population. Globally, nearly 3,000 people have died as a result of this outbreak. By contrast, nearly 650,000 people die every year from the flu. Not 3,000, 650,000. A tiny fraction of the global population has been infected with COVID-19 so far. Many of those who experienced severe symptoms had other underlying diseases that contributed to their inability to fight back. Remember that a significant portion of people who have been exposed may not even experience outward symptoms because they're healthy, because they don't have pre-existing underlying conditions. This complicates two metrics, and this is important. When you talk about the math and people trying to get hysterical doomsayers, this complicates two metrics. Firstly, how many people have actually been infected? If most people do not get any symptoms or have mild symptoms that they don't seek out medical attention for, they won't be counted in official numbers. Second, although we know how many people have severe disease based on medical treatment that they seek, and we know how many die afterwards, we cannot accurately calculate the mortality rate. We can only take who has been counted versus who has died to calculate the mortality rate. We may discover a much lower fatality rate once we have the full data on everyone who has been infected. But right now, we don't. The last significant pandemics from respiratory viruses in terms of loss of life came with the 2009 H1N1 flu, which had 203,000 deaths worldwide. The 1968 Hong Kong flu, I guess that's racist as well, Hong Kong flu, with 1 million dead worldwide. The 1957 Asian flu, oh my gosh, how xenophobic, 2 million dead worldwide. And the 1918 Spanish flu, with between 50 and 100 million deaths worldwide. What's important is to note how since then our medical systems have become better able to handle complex disease, have deployed vaccinations, developed antibiotics for the secondary bacterial infections that often follow viral respiratory disease, and have vastly improved our supportive care. Now, because we are all human, we almost always, at least some of us, think of the worst. Think of the worst. Taking a calm and objective viewpoint, what should you do? First off, don't panic. Wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and clean surfaces regularly. A regular cleaning and hygiene regime will provide you a cleaner environment and protect you from surface contamination. Fourth, if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, hypertension, some kind of cardiovascular condition, or immune problem, or even cancer, get an extra month of medications, just in case. And fifth, just have extra household items on hand. A little extra food, water, Kleenex, basic medicines, and create a plan to take care of and support any elderly members of your family. If you're not feeling well, stay home. But most important of all, don't panic. Be cautious. Use good hygiene. And just be aware. Common sense. Let's post that, Eric, from The Federalist, from Brewer and Vigorist, The Sensible Person's Guide to Staying Safe from Coronavirus. Well done, guys. Well done, Ben Dominich, the editor, and our friend Sean Davis. Let's squeeze in a call. Let's go to Joe, Columbus, Ohio, Line 5. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Sebastian. How you doing? I've got a nephew by the name of, that's got the same name you have.
Wonderful.
There's not very many of you guys around.
There are not. What brings you to our program?
Yes, sir. Long story short, I'm teaching people how to not, you know, don't frantic, you know, don't be scared of this stuff. The news media is bringing all of this, the scare tactics.
Yes.
To us, you know what I mean? And
yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, is trying to shut everybody down. They're bringing, you know, this scare.
Right, but you wanted to talk about the vaccine, didn't you?
Yeah, the vaccine. Here we go. ID 2020 vaccine. Okay. I did a lot of research, matter of fact, over a year of research, and it shows me that the antibiotic and the RFID, the ID, it's called ID 2020, is going to be in the vial. So when they give you this antibiotic, supposedly they're going to give you the RFID, which fits right in the needle, which...
Stop, Joe. You're talking garbage. You're talking conspiracy theories. Number one, it's not an antibiotic, okay? Because viral infections do not respond to antibiotics, okay? It's a vaccine. And the idea that they're putting some kind of transistor inside the vial. Dude, you are a conspiracy theorist. Take the tin foil hat off your head, okay? You're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem. Do you understand me?
I hear you, but I've
good.
Done research on this.
I don't. And, oh yeah, like give know. Me one source. Give me one credible source, Joe. And it better not be InfoWars.
No, not InfoWars.
Then give me
no,
one. Give me one.
Right
give me one credible source.
Okay,
just one.
Okay, hold on. Check out Agenda 21.
Oh my gosh! Oh, go away, you fool! Get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy. So, do you know what he just posited? He posited that the president is part of this. Because this is a government measure. Dr. Fauci, the president, Dr. Birx. If you believe that, Joe, you believe that the president is injecting human beings with chips. You're a lunatic. I pity you because you don't live in the real world, and you're listening to the wrong radio program. Back with Sensible Patriots here on America First.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
From the AFP in Stockholm, Greta Thunberg urges activists to avoid mass climate protests. Oh, how kind of her to do so. Greta Thunberg has urged climate campaigners to avoid mass protests as the new coronavirus spreads, but said her, quote, Fridays for Future movement would organize online strikes instead. Online strikes? How does that work? Does that mean I don't turn on my computer? And that's how I do an online strike. Truly, 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 these people, you know, you don't have to believe the sky is falling in 12 years' time. You may just want to say, yeah, you know, let's have less pollution and less plastic in the ocean. But you're going to have to understand who the primary culprits are. We are exceeding our targets for cutting back pollution in America underneath the Paris Accord requirements. But this young woman thinks you screech at people. You say, how dare you? It's not how you win anybody over. It's not how it works. But they don't understand. Why? Because it's based upon hatred and not love of your fellow man. Our fuel here is love, love of our republic. Love of our fellow American. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and I'm so grateful to you, all of you, who have donated so much to our Food for the Poor campaign. America will thrive. America will survive. But right now, there are children not far from our southern border who don't have enough to eat, who are hungry, who don't have access to clean water. And in this Easter period, those who help these young children, well, it's not just about helping others. It's about your relationship to God. Let's listen to Paul Jacobs of Food for the Poor.
Whenever we talk to radio listeners who give, they say, thank you for allowing me to answer what God has called me to do. It's always tied back into their relationship with God.
Yes. If you want to do modern missionary work from the comfort of your home or your office, if you're not teleworking, go to my webpage, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. You can also call them 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE or just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. Thank you to all of you who have given. Thank you to all of you who will give. Thank you in the name of those children that you will be helping. Let's go to your calls. The call board is absolutely full. Let's go to Mark in Cleveland, line 3. Welcome, Mark.
I'm just wondering how the weather out there.
Weather? I don't know how the weather is. How is the weather, Mark? Do tell us. Mark. Pay attention when you call in. I know it's you've been waiting a long time. Let's go to Todd in Arizona, line 4. Hey, Todd.
How you doing today?
I'm doing splendidly, my friend.
Okay, I have a point I want to bring up. I just want to point out that between the social distancing, the better hygiene, the closures of restaurants and so on, I mean, we're probably going to see a significantly less amount of flu and cold in the next few months or even over the next couple of years because of this. So,
no, absolutely right. Absolutely right. I mean, yeah. It's called corona for a reason. It's part of the coronavirus family that includes the common cold and the flu. And these measures with regards to keeping, you know, hygiene as decent as you can will have knock-on effects to all of those other viruses as well. So, yes, Todd, this is a win-win with regards not just to our health, but to the health of those who could be affected by all those other viruses. Thank you so much. Let's go to Richard, Louisville, line 2. Welcome, Richard.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Gorka. Thank you for keeping the main thing, and pushing back.
Can you pull the phone away from your mouth a little bit? It's a little bit hard to hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
That's better. Yes, carry on.
I want to thank you for keeping the main thing and pushing back on the evil that the American left, including the Democrats and Joe Biden, are doing and creating, and both creating and promoting hysteria to damage the American economy and steal the 2020 presidential election.
Yeah, let's listen to a little bit of that, Richard. I haven't mentioned any of it today because I just really didn't seem important, given the president was holding a press briefing as the show opened. But there was a debate, two old men. It was really Waldorf and Statler from the Muppets. But there were some very serious things they said that should disturb all Americans. This is Joe Biden, who thinks he has what it takes to be the president, from yesterday's debate with the Bolshevik Bernie. Cut to Joe Biden.
First thing that President Obama and I were summoned to the Defense Department for was to meet with all the chiefs. The single greatest threat to our national security, they said, is climate change. The single greatest threat to our national security. Because as populations have to move because they can no longer live where they are, because their islands are sinking.
The greatest challenge we face. Really. As we are dealing with Iran, as we are dealing with North Korea, Russia, and now the Wuhan coronavirus, this man actually has the audacity to tell us that the weather changing is our biggest threat. That's the nature of the beast. And that is why we are here pushing back every single day. But again, it's very, very serious. Let's listen to what this man said, who is now the putative front runner about whether you should be safe in America from people who are here illegally. Again, Joe Biden, yesterday's debate, cut 4.
I will send to the desk immediately a bill that requires access to citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks, number one. Number two, in the first 100 days of my administration, no one will be deported at all. From that point on, the only deportations that will take place are commissions of felonies in the United States of America.
So to be clear, only felons get deported and everyone else
has
to stay?
Yes.
So if you've obeyed the law all your life, if you're here legally, if you're a legal immigrant like I was, who went through the naturalization process, you're a dummy. Why? If Joe Biden becomes president, he's just going to make 11 million illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, U.S. citizens. You broke the law. Who cares? Why? Because I want to stay in power. The Democrat Party wants to have a new constituency. Why? Because they're losing control of their political plantation. You've seen the figures. The president's popularity amongst the black community in America has trebled since he became president. If people leave that political plantation the Democrats have created, it's over for them. They will have self-emancipated themselves after decades, after generations of being shackled to the policies of the Democrat Party. Wow. So much more to discuss. Next, we're going to talk to the UK. Talk Radio's Julia Hartley Brewer here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
We have the best economy, the most advanced health care, and the most talented doctors, scientists, and researchers anywhere in the world. We are all in this together. We must put politics aside, stop the partisanship, and unify together as one nation and one family. As history has proven time and time again, Americans always rise to the challenge and overcome adversity.
We are in this together, the president's words, yes, indeed. And one nation that has stood shoulder to shoulder with us again and again to meet any challenge are our cousins across the pond in the UK. And I'm very excited to have one of the most outspoken individuals there standing up for the values of our shared civilization. I wish I only could go by three initials. She's known as JHB. To her fans, she is Julia Hartley Brewer of Talk Radio. She has the morning shift 6:30 to 10 a.m. in the UK. And it says at the end of her bio on Twitter, preferred pronoun, she stroke her imperial majesty. Your Majesty, welcome to America First.
Thank you very much indeed. It's a pleasure. Feel free to stop bowing and curtsying now.
I will stop tugging my forelock with your permission, Your Majesty. Two things I have to get out of the way first. I follow you on YouTube, the Talk Radio post on YouTube. Two fabulous recent posts where you talked about the environmentalist movement, the Extinction Rebellion movement, as a quasi-religious death cult. My, oh my, that's perfect. And then when you had a guest on your show who was trying to convince you that not only women have periods, and you just said, you're not saying that on my show. I love that. I just want to applaud you for that, Julia.
Well, I just do think we really need to stand up to people who are just talking abject nonsense. I know it's old-fashioned, this value of trying to stick to facts and truth, but when someone comes on my radio show and delighted that we've got rid of what they call the tampon tax,
yes,
a special VAT tax on tampons, and then claimed to me that people have periods. I said, women and girls? No. She said, no, I know men who have periods, and I pointed out to her, I think they're lying to you. And she told me I was transphobic. I thought I was just speaking, you know, what I learned in my biology lessons at school.
The day we're saying men don't get periods being controversial, you know something's up. But as long as we have people like Julia Hartley Brewer standing in the breach, we'll do fine. Follow her on Twitter right now, Julia HB1. We have so much to discuss, but in the couple of minutes we have left in this segment, I'd like to ask you, how are things over the pond in the UK when it comes to your response to the Wuhan Chinese virus? Are you getting a grip on the hysteria? Because here in America, there's no toilet paper. People think milk is going to save them. How are things in the UK, Julia?
Yeah, well, we're going for loo paper and pasta supplies. I mean, that seems to be the thing that everyone is panic buying here. You know, I don't think there is widespread hysteria. I think most people are being very British about it. We're being rather sensible. We're sending quite sort of funny, you know, jokes to each other on Twitter and the like, and generally being quite sensible. It's just a few idiots who seem to think they need to buy the world's supply of loo paper to get through the next few months. I've got to be honest with you, I think it's getting scary. I think the weekend was a real game changer for a lot of people. I think realizing that we are not looking at a few people getting ill and a couple of weeks having to maybe, you know, not shake hands. To be fair, we're British. We're quite relieved by the whole not having to touch people thing. That's come as a bit of a bonus. I think the whole idea of us having to spend months on end in quarantine, not being able to go to the pub, worried about our friends and family and neighbours who are unwell, and particularly our elderly relatives, and particularly cantankerous 70-year-old mothers like mine, who abjectly refuse to self-isolate. She's a doctor. She knows best, she said. I think it's really been a wake-up call for us.
Well, this is the land that put up with the Blitz, survived Dunkirk. I think, we will fight them on the beaches. I think that attitude will serve you well. We're talking to the Majestic Imperial Highness, who has the morning shift on Talk Radio, at Talk Radio. And please do check out her fabulous video interviews where she tells the snowflakes what for. She is Julia Hartley Brewer, who goes by Julia HB1 on Twitter. We will be back with Julia in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump, here on Salem Radio, across the nation on more than 200 stations, 2 million listeners, and then another million followers on social media. You know who I am. Tag me, follow me, Twitter, Seb Gorka, SEBGORKA. We are live streaming, as usual, on YouTube, on Facebook, and you can catch everything on our Instagram TV account after we air at 6 p.m. Now more than ever, it is crucial that we stay healthy. Take common sense measures. Yes, wash your hands. Don't shake hands. But stay healthy. Do what I do. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created in Balance of Nature is truly remarkable. And I take his product every single day before the show. Balance of Nature is simply health in your hand. It's 6 little capsules that when I take them, 3 green for vegetables, 3 green for fruit, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's healthier than Gandhi even ate. And I refuse to eat kale in its natural format. So if you hate vegetables as much as I do, cheat. Take Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. And if you use my name as the secret code when you check out, you'll get 35% off and free shipping. Do it now. It truly is health in your hand. Balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Back with Julia Hartley Brewer here on America First after these messages. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. And we are back with our new friend. I'm a fan. Hopefully she counts me as a friend sooner or later. I'm going to make her change her mind when it comes to my old boss, Donald Trump, the 45th president. But in the meantime, we have her on a phone connection. She's Julia Hartley Brewer of Talk Radio in the UK. Follow her at Julia HB1. I love how you say it in your bio on Twitter. It says you're an after-dinner speaker. But if you're an Imperial Majesty, shouldn't that be a post-prandial speaker?
This is a very good point. I mean, frankly, it's taking the robes and the crown off. It's a lot of bother. I don't know why I do it anymore.
I think ermine suits you.
By the way, the reason I started having that in my bio is I sort of think all these very woke snowflakes insisting on putting their preferred pronouns in their biographies on Twitter, and I just thought I'd have a bit of fun with mine. And then I did a speech at Oxford University and had a lot of very young woke students being very cross with me. And they said, but what if it offends people? And I said, so what?
Yes.
I don't think that had ever occurred to them that that was an appropriate answer. So what if it offends people?
There's something.
Why does that mean I have to change it?
There's something Thatcherian about you. It's that iron fist inside that ermine glove, and that's why we love your style. let's talk about what's going on, because I think there's some analogous things happening in the UK to here in the US. let's talk about political correctness, and I think it's connected to Brexit. The reassertion of the people's will, the idea that faceless elites get to decide above the will of the American people or the British people, all of that started, that rejection began in 17 plus million people voting to leave the European Union amongst the UK's voters. How are things doing with Brexit, Julia? And do you think when it comes to the broader issues of political correctness that the good guys are winning?
Oh, definitely. I have to say that the Brexit vote in 2016 is still one of the best moments of my life when I woke up to that result. I put that up there with my wedding day and my daughter being born. It was really that amazing in terms of the British people just saying, having been told by everybody in positions of power, supposedly of knowledge that, oh, this is a terrible idea, you're all stupid and idiotic and xenophobic and racist, and anything they could think of, they threw at us. And the British people went, no, I think we'll decide for ourselves, thank you very much. And I love the British people for that. And they fought for it. 3.5, almost 4 years we had to fight for it. We had to go through 2 more general elections, threats of another referendum, European elections, with you and my good friend Nigel Farage.
Yes.
Having to make the point that the British people who voted for Brexit weren't going away. I think the British people realised that they could flex their muscles. And, yeah, the establishment, the unelected bureaucrats might try and stop it, but ultimately we do still live in a democracy, and the people won. And the people held out and just said, no, we will not put up with defying our will. You will do what we've said. And we voted again and again and again. And we finally got our way. And 31st of January, I was in Parliament Square listening to the sound of Big Ben bonging and making a speech on the stage with the fireworks going off. And it was absolutely wonderful. And it is that spirit of our nationhood, of people power, of not letting faceless bureaucrats in Brussels tell us what to do. That is, I hope, going to get us through the next few months with coronavirus, the next few years with Brexit, and I think it's an amazing future ahead for us.
But what about those who really, I mean, I was horrified by the level of resistance. It wasn't just, you know, one political party. It was many people in the House of Commons. It was the House of Lords. It was lawyers. It was businessmen. It was media types. Have those people surrendered, Julia, or do you have to keep your, you know, your head on a stick and, you know, watch your six and make sure that they're not undermining the will of the people once again?
Every time we thought we've won, they will keep coming back. They're like zombies coming out of the mist. They really are. We vacated the battlefield after the 2016 referendum, thinking, well, obviously everyone's going to accept a democratic vote because everyone said they would abide by the vote. Turns out only if it was the result they wanted. So we fought with MPs, we say with bureaucrats and civil servants, everybody, lawyers, judges, everyone along the way. I think we're not going to make that mistake this time, bearing in mind on the 31st of January, we did actually legally leave. They would actually have to have another referendum to take us back in now, and British people ain't voting for that anytime soon. But yeah, there are still people already trying to use the coronavirus outbreak to say, well, we won't be able to have negotiations. We won't be able to end our transition period. So at the end of this year, on New Year's Eve this year, we are supposed to finally start a whole new relationship. Right now, it's all exactly the same as it was. We're just legally not required to do it. They're going to fight tooth and nail until the 31st of December. But We've kept our swords and we've kept our shields and we've kept our armour on, and we are going to fight it all the way.
Ready to fight as ever. We're talking to Julian Hartley-Brewer of Talk Radio in the UK. Last minute and a half we have with you, Julia. We had Lawrence Fox on the show a week ago. He was superb. In the UK, are you winning the overall war against the political correct crowd who wish to circumvent and wish to circumscribe your use of certain words?
Well, it's, I think we're beginning to recognize the fact that there is a battle that needs to be fought. And a few silly people on Twitter saying stupid things, lots of people don't think matters. But now I think a lot of people realize that this is actually a form of sort of verbal fascism that is trying to take over our language and take away our truth and take away facts. Like Donald Trump's very fan of big fan of talking about fake news. But when someone says to you, you know, that a trans woman is a woman or a trans man is a man, and that, you know, men have periods, that men can have babies, which they've brought from their own wombs using their own eggs. We are in crazy territory. When people can identify as anything they want, black or white, or the idea that your children aren't born with a biological sex, which a leading front bench MP, a politician in the opposition Labour Party, suggested a few weeks ago, we are in the realm of madness. We are in Orwellian, black is white, war is peace, truth is lies territory. And it is important to stand up for what you know to be true, because otherwise you've got the thought police. You have people telling you that what you know to be true in your heart of hearts, that 2 + 2 = 4, isn't true anymore.
Well, George Orwell wrote it all down in 1948, transcribed the date to 84, and seems like sometimes we're living it. I love the way she phrased it. I haven't heard it quite so succinctly put, but she nailed it. It is a form of verbal fascism, and that's why she's Empress Julia Hartley Brewer. Follow her on Twitter, JuliaHB1, and listen to her at Talk Radio. God bless you, Julia. Keep holding the line. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 200 stations, and also live streaming YouTube, Facebook, and also Instagram TV after we air at 6 o'clock. I'm Sebastian Gorka, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that has no negative side effects, and pain relief that actually works. And I can attest to it. Why? Because I live it. They drilled into my knee 3 weeks ago to reattach my quadricep, and I got off those regular painkillers as fast as I could to take Relief Factor. And it is working. And I'm so grateful to Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this incredible product. And that's why tens of thousands of you are taking it every day right now and being liberated from your daily aches and pain. Try it for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? You should be the next success story. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to Donald J. Trump. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Are you worried? Are you concerned? I have a few words for you if you are. Sit down, take a deep breath, and count to 10. And think of everything that we have survived. Our nation, our civilization. We have survived things far, far worse than the current situation we are in. We've survived the Spanish flu that killed more than 50 million. We've survived world wars, the last of which killed 60 million. And even the deadliest war that we ever fought against each other, with a casualty rate of 600,000 Americans. After all of these man-made and natural disasters, catastrophes, threats, whatever category they fall into, what happened? We came out stronger and smarter. Exactly the same thing will happen right now, thanks to President Trump, who took those very, very early measures in January to curtail travel to the United States and then took those radical measures last week, and now is working hand in glove, not with some enlarged bureaucracy, not creating more and more big government, but working with the private sector to get the results we need. We are moving towards a place where we will recover faster than those who did not understand the signals. So, count to 10, take a deep breath, apply common sense as your shield. Do things that the CDC is saying you should do. Ignore the fearmongers. Switch off cable news from the left. Listen to talk radio. Listen to reliable sources. And don't give in to the fearmongers. There are people right now who are profiting from the fear of our fellow Americans. Let's push back on them. You can be part of the solution. So, my friends, as we always say here in America First, watch your six, keep your head on a swivel, never give up, never give in. And as always, my message to you, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald John Trump, our 45th president, stay frosty. God bless you all. Back with you tomorrow.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.